Welcome to Soulfully Diffused, where we talk a little bit about life and love, mind, body, soul, and oils. This is Amy.
And hello, everybody. This is Ashley. Welcome to, it's episode 12. I'm fairly certain.
Episode 12.
I was going to look it up as you were talking, but I wasn't quick enough. And also, I feel pretty confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
Okay. So we're kind of going to just like riff a little in this episode on what's going on in life, and maybe some of you can relate to this theme. We're not sure what we're going to title it, but it's going to be something to do with the great shift.
Yeah. Kind of just in line with how both of us are feeling right now in general with our lives and kind of everything that is going on and happening or not happening or...
Waiting to happen,
on pause, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and that's a really uncomfortable place, right? I don't know, maybe you're totally cool with it. But I'm working really hard to, like, sit in the discomfort of not having certainty over certain things.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. To be perfectly honest.
What does it do to you?
Well, it stresses me out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then where do you feel the stress?
Like,
these are very important questions.
Physically?
Yeah.
Well,
I know your back is still healing. Yes. But do you get like a tummy ache? Do you get headaches when you're stressed?
I have had a headache the past few days. Oh. I don't usually like, or I guess I've never noticed that correlation.
Yeah.
But that's possible.
Yeah. Cause what about you? Mine's my stomach. My stomach is like almost as loud in terms of talking to me as my brain is, always has been. And it's funny that you say that because I actually, like, I remember I told you the other day, I've been not feeling like I hadn't been feeling well at all. And it's kind of continued. And I said to I had a meeting with my supervisor, my clinical supervisor yesterday. And I was like, I'm pretty sure my belly has been like trying to tell me like you are very on edge about something.
Yeah.
And it's been very like just not happy the past week. And I usually attribute it to like, okay, well that
what
was like probably those M&Ms that I had on Saturday or Friday night. Those were really good. But yeah, it's not always directly my fault.
Yeah. And it's not always directly related to food. Like, I see that a lot too, where there can be kind of discomfort anywhere in the digestive system, and people automatically relate that to food when a lot of the times it has nothing to do with food or anything you've eaten.
Well, I feel like a lot of my brain is in my intestines. there's a lot of hormone production down there, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's so much. Like my cortisol levels are a little higher than usual.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so that makes like digestion more complicated.
Yeah.
And then in my mind, when I'm eating something that I know already doesn't make me feel good on a good day, then I'm probably amplifying what's happening.
Yeah. I would say I definitely do have situations where I feel that digestively as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fun feeling.
No.
No, because it is really, it's hard to settle that. But I've been trying to, something I say to my clients all the time, which is so annoying, is, you know, something along the lines of like on the other side of your discomfort is your solution, is your answer, is your peace, is your calm, is everything.
And then you're like, well, how the hell do I get to the other side?
Right. We have to, like, live in the swamp a little bit and,
and
put our waders on.
Yeah. I feel like that's where I live right now.
I feel like that, too. And it's okay to be in the swamp sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's about being aware and accepting that you're in the swamp instead of, like, trying to force yourself to get out because there's, like, a crocodile behind you or something.
Right. Or, like, trying to turn around and swim fast back to the other side.
Yes, yeah, and the current's like, no,
which
no.
Which is maybe what I was doing today when we were chatting.
Oh, interesting. Like earlier today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not what I was doing, but like what I was referring to when I mentioned to you about something. I won't talk about it specifically, but
yeah.
that's kind of me, like, turning around and, like, trying to get to the other side when it's not possible.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Well, and that goes back to something I think we talked about in another episode, which is that idea of, like, push or force or resistance.
Yeah.
Right? And the resistance actually causes, like, more tension. Like, what is resistance? It's tension.
Yeah.
And so if we're actively, like, participating in our own resistance against something, then we're actually kind of making it harder for ourselves. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. But I get, like, I get that too, right? It's funny. I'm in this, like, space where I feel like about 85% of the time I feel very trusting and very relaxed and very calm, which is really positive. But then the other, like, 15 or 20% of the time I'm feeling, like, you know, super on edge and very in limbo and not knowing the answer. But when I go back to the things that I know have worked in the past, or even, like, the evidence that I have in the past of how things always work out, that seems to be helping me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, when there's just, it always works out. It always does.
Yeah. And in the moment, sometimes it's hard to think about that, right? Because a lot of times we want to know, well, how is it going to work out? Like, how is it possible that it's going to work out? Sorry, we're just having a little dog issue over here. So we always want to know how it's going to happen, right? Rather than kind of trusting in the process.
Yeah.
And just allowing it to happen and not trying to force it to happen in a certain way even, right?
Yeah. I find that there's, like, this interesting little, like, dance of, like, I don't know. It just, every time I'm in a situation where I feel like I have this big, like, life decision or career decision or personal decision, things, if I can sink into, like, knowing that it will work out, because all of my evidence in my 30, I'll be 34, in my 34 years is that, like, for the most part, even when things have been the complete shittiest, something has worked out from that. Right. And so if I can sink into that, it's just like this just breath of, like, complete relief.
Yeah. I think that's true. I feel like, I don't know. I understand what you're saying, but I also then feel like kind of the situation that I'm in is, like, I don't even have that. Like, I can look at other things and, like, oh yeah, I did this and it worked out. But now I feel like I'm, and you know what this feels like.
Cause it's new territory.
Right. Yes. So it's, like, completely new.
Yeah.
And I don't really have anything to tell me that it will work out. But I think it's also kind of making me a little bit afraid to
step fully into it. Yeah. I get that. I totally get that. I think when it comes back to it though, right, it's about what is the one thing that I have, like, control or knowledge of the most? And that is myself, my habits, my mindset, my belief, right? Like, at the very least, I can tell myself really good things or I can speak really affirmatively about things and give myself a bit of grace that I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, which is something that I'm trying to, like, include more specifically related to this situation, just because, like, if I don't kind of build that belief in myself, then nobody else is going to believe me.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So it'll always kind of, like, fall a little short and you'll be like, why isn't everyone showing up? Well, cause you haven't fully stepped into it.
Yeah.
I still feel like that too, though. I know I maybe have a bit more time in it, but I still feel like that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and there's days when, oh my gosh, whether it's my work or parenting or my relationship or our doTERRA stuff, like, I still have lots of doubt frequently about that. But then I just go back into, like, okay, things are showing up, like, as I can handle them and as I need to know them right now, which is helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just really having that trust, right? Talk about that often too, is just, like, having trust in kind of what the universe has in store for you, right? And like that, just trusting like what you can handle in the moment and trusting that it's happening at the right speed or magnitude or whatever it might be. But one thing, and we talk about this too, one thing that I try to be mindful of is just those signs that are telling me like you're on the right track, which to some people, I don't know, to our listeners might sound like crazy lady woo-woo. I don't know. Like some of you might be open to those, but I feel like if you're not open to them, you won't see them.
Yeah. I have so many thoughts on that.
Well, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, that just gets me so fired up because I am on board with your woo-woo-ness totally, because I think it's a branch of faith, whether it's faith in a higher power or the universe or your path or
whatever it's called,
whatever. I also subscribe to that particular way of thinking. But in the opposite of that, you know, I was just thinking about you saying like, you know, maybe people don't have that sort of thing. And it's okay to like not have faith. I'm not saying you're supposed to have faith in something. But I think that if your ability to find your faith is because you're getting stuck in your own story of like, I can't even look for it because life tells me it's shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I read an interesting post, and this is probably going to be on my videos this week because it really got me thinking, was like our unconscious brain is actually designed to seek out information that confirms like our core belief, right? Or the things that we know to be true.
Yeah.
And the things that we know to be true or our core belief has been developed, you know, decades before. Yeah. We don't even realize it.
Yeah.
But that, and yes, it takes training to get out of that, but like, we don't have to be stuck searching just for that evidence.
Right.
But people would never find faith anywhere else in their world with signs or, you know, particular events that happen and they're like, oh, that makes sense. They're not going to see that because their belief is like, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
Life is shit.
Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, it gets me stuck because there's like all these people that I know are just, they can't get past their story to even trust.
Right.
Right. If that's you.
I'm just going to say, if that's you.
Well, seeing a therapist is helpful, but like meditating, journaling, cold showers, working out, moving your body, meditation, mindfulness, like all the things that seem woo-woo-y or cliche are actually very much empirically based in terms of how they can help your system. But because there is something quite lovely to for myself, and I'm just speaking for myself, but there's something very lovely I feel about like being confident that this is going to work out some way or another that is going to make perfect sense for where I need to be.
Yeah.
Even though it's scary and uncomfortable, and the uncomfortable parts mean like, that's when I need to like pull out a book or get in the tub, or that's why I've been like super active this month. I've been trying to like just move things out of me as much as I can, or
now that I'm able to move again.
Yes.
That is very helpful.
How are you feeling after yesterday's workout?
My legs are a little sore.
Yeah. Amy picked like the hardest instructor for the bar 3 online yesterday.
Yeah. I was like,
you should have told me. I would have told you not to do that one.
Basically picked the hardest online one I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of mine also, but I did it last week.
There may have been some explicit words said to this instructor. Good thing he could not hear me.
Yeah, that's true. He's great, though. Yeah, so maybe you have something going on in your life that feels, I don't know, unanswered,
what did we call it?
In limbo, shifting.
Yes, getting ready for a shift.
Yeah, getting ready for
a shift. In the middle of a shift.
Yeah.
Not a work shift.
Yeah.
shift like in movement.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, it can be like something around your job, or it can be something to do with your relationship or relationships around you, especially, I mean, at the time of recording this, it's Easter weekend, and who knows what kind of shenanigans people's families are going to get up to.
Oh, man, yeah. We were just talking about there's a full moon this weekend.
Yes.
Be ready.
Yeah. There you go with the
woo-woo. Oh, this is going to be after that weekend, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, they can look back and reflect on it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't, like, anything. Or maybe you're, like, maybe you're having a new baby. That's a huge friggin' shift, right? And that's another thing where people are going to, like, move into this place of, like, doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. How am I supposed to take care of this child?
I have to keep this thing alive?
Yeah.
What?
They let me leave the hospital.
And I didn't even know how to use the car seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was us.
I'm still learning.
They're like, okay, you can go home now. And then we had our baby and our car seat, and we literally did not know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
We were like,
did you go to any of the, like, instructional things on how to?
No.
No, me neither. But maybe there's people out there who are judging us because we didn't do that. Even if you went, you are still in a complete, like, mind fog. Yeah, you have a real human now. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's really imperative that I put this in properly, but I'm so stressed I can't remember what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Should I just hold it on my lap?
Oh, yeah. Like, we had no idea. But the nurse helped us, so that's good. However, the nurse who helped us was young, and she was like, I don't really know if that's right. Let me get someone else.
So nobody knew?
The other nurse.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really positive. Yeah, but again, that's one of those things, right, where you have to trust that, like instincts will kick in, or someone, like, that's the other thing. Someone will be there to help.
Yeah.
Even, like, but you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Whether it's, but if it's about babies or business or whatever, having conversations around the shift is also really helpful.
Yeah, like, I think it's helpful for us because we're both kind of not in the exact same place, right? But it's a similar situation that we're kind of in building our own. We're both kind of trying to build our own practice. So you're probably like, what the heck are they even talking about? If you've never listened to any other episode, that's what we're talking about. So, yeah. I think for us, it's beneficial that we have each other to kind of chat about it, right? Because we have an understanding of
the struggle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the best thing. Like,
yeah.
Anytime I'm trying to, like, reach out to someone, I'm like, oh, great, you're in private practice. Let's talk.
Yeah. 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 And let's have other dietitians that now I've started meeting with as well, who is the same thing, like, they're in private practice, especially when you're in that situation, because it's not like working somewhere where you see people every day, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this, how that is such a shift in itself, going from, like, seeing people on a regular basis to it's you and your clients. Like, yes, you see people, but...
And you're serving them.
Right.
They're not there to hear that you also had a shit night.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know how much you can... dispel to your clients.
No, it's the same, right?
Yeah.
Like,
could you come in and be like, yeah, I had a bag of chips and, like, 16 popsicles last...
No.
That's not... I was trying to think of something, like, crazy.
But if I did, I would... I... No.
Yeah.
Like, I... Yeah, I can have a conversation a little bit, but, yeah, the point is that this is not about me at all. Like, if I can share something to let them know, or to, like, make them feel a little more comfortable and say, like, oh, yeah, like, I've had that, or...
Yeah,
or
like, a sense of common
or
experience.
Or, like, I also have a son, or whatever, right? If it's appropriate in that situation.
Yeah.
But it's about them. So I don't come up in conversation barely ever during an appointment, because that's
so
not...
So who do we talk to?
Each other.
But that's just it, right? Like, it has to be an active seeking to talk about your discomfort.
Right. So if you don't have someone, then find someone.
Yeah. Like, there's lots of, I don't know about, I'm sure there's stuff for every, like, college or profession or whatever, but there's lots of, like, networking things. I'm meeting with someone this week about setting up, like, a professional, like, mental health business ladies check-in, just to strategize with some other mental health professionals in the city. So that's
good.
We could
also be involved in that.
Yeah. Yes. Like, stuff like that, right? Where people are getting together and, like, talking about how to do business according to what, I guess, what they're allowed to do.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm noticing though with myself is like the discomfort that comes up can really affect the way that my day feels. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for me, that gets in the way of how I parent, how I wife, how I friend, and how I show up in my job. And so this, like, that trust is vital to me.
Yeah.
To be able to do my job.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't being able to, like, tap into, like, knowing something's going to turn out okay, I don't even think I could show up for people.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all have our moments, right? Like, we're able to do that, but that's also because we have the strategies and, like, mm-hmm. we go through, we talk about it. We have moments, like, I have had a day where I'm just like, ah. Yeah. Right. And you have your moments too, but that's kind of why we wanted to talk about it. Because even though we have those moments, it's important to recognize, like, we need to work through that. Mm-hmm. And we're probably not the only ones who feel that way.
No, shifting is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is my word of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It is.
Well, it was comfort, right? But it was about, like, or no, that was my word last year, was comfort.
Yes.
Because this year,
was to be uncomfortable.
Was to be uncomfortable.
And here you are.
And now that I think about that, and when that happened, I hadn't made the decision to start my own practice.
No. It's uncomfortable.
My brain just exploded.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a way to relate my word, but I don't think I can tie it in here. I can't. But that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. And it's funny because, like, this topic kind of started, well, I mean, it's been going for a while, but it came up last week. We had, like, a bit of a meltdown night last week.
Yes.
I think I was the captain of the ship, of the meltdown.
You were the captain, yes.
It was. But it felt kind of good. For me, I have to be able to be like, oh God, this is ridiculous.
You know, and part of it is like being allowed and being okay to feel those feelings.
Exactly.
Right? Like, wallowing in our self-pity and watching the Mindy Project for a couple of hours was amazing. And then we picked it up and we dusted ourselves off.
Yeah.
And then the next day is a new day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was done. And move on from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is really important to make space for that because it reminds me of, like, you know, if your kid, is upset and you're like, that's enough, or be quiet, or I don't want to hear that anymore.
Or just even saying, oh, you're okay. It's
okay. That drives me crazy. Yeah. They're not okay. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, I think I have a wonderful partner in life who really likes to help me be calm. But sometimes I'm like, live? I gotta just live in the swamp for a minute.
Yeah.
So like you can watch from the water's edge.
Yeah.
I got this. I'm treading water. It's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I gotta be in here for a minute and that's okay.
Yeah.
Right. But it's about being clear to the people around you that I need to feel uncomfortable in my shiftiness.
Yeah.
My shiftiness. I should also say we had a wonderful person come over the night we were raging and she smudged my house, which
was lovely.
Was amazing. And that was a weird experience.
That was weird.
Within like 10 minutes I stopped cursing.
it was pretty cool.
I liked that a lot. I also find oils incredibly helpful for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the oils that I use like to soothe emotions or whatever is just, it feels like I'm searching to go get like a hug in a bottle.
Yeah. You need your console.
Yeah.
Console. Your console.
Yeah, I do like that one. When I think of a hug in a bottle, though, I always just go to frankincense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like the Anchor blend so much.
Yeah.
It has frank in it.
Yeah. I don't connect that enough. I should. I love, like, the name is great.
Like,
I just love the smell of it.
Cannot go home, like, leave home without that
one. Yeah. It's oh, that's so in funny. Purse. Interesting.
And I feel like, yeah, in a moment, kind of, yeah, kind of the way that Frank is to you, it's just like, oh, I just have to reach for it. Oh. But it has Frank in it.
Yeah. Maybe I should carry it with me more. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I should make a roller of it.
A roller would be lovely.
Because, Frank, like, I have the Frank roller in my purse all the time. And it's, like, if I'm going in to do something that, like, makes me nervous or if I've had, like, a couple shaky sessions, you know, with people that have been rough, like, it's right there.
Yeah.
Right there in the swamp with me.
Yeah.
I got it in my waiter's pockets. And that's the thing, too. If you're going to be in the swamp, you have to be, like, prepared to be there. So, like, grab some friggin' snacks, get your oils, have some hydration, make sure you're wearing appropriate clothing.
Yeah.
All of that's metaphorically. I'm really hoping people get that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Grab your granola bars. Do all the things. Yeah.
Yes. Make sure you have your well-rounded snacks.
Yes. And a bottle of water.
Protein, fat, carbohydrate, fiber. You're good to go.
Mm. I'm so excited for dinner right now.
Me too.
It's that time of day.
Yes.
Well, I hope this random riff of discussion, I feel like we were all over the map.
This was a litter.
We were shifty.
This was, we just felt like we needed to talk about whatever was kind of on our minds right now. And this is where we're at.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun to plan, and sometimes it's nice to just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And let y'all listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let us know if you are in the middle of a shift, personally, professionally, lovingly.
Lovingly.
Lovely. Lovishly. In love. You know.
Just let us know if you're in love.
Yeah, whatever. Or you want to be in love. Let us know anything. Or what you use to help you when you're in the swamp.
Yes.
I would like to make a quick plug for Brené Brown. She is the one that came up with the swamp metaphor.
She needs us to give her a plug.
Yes, she does. I'm literally, this will be posted on my Facebook page for my business this week, but I'll share it here too if you guys haven't watched it yet. On April 19th, she's coming to Netflix with an entire special on all of her research on shame and vulnerability and compassion and self-compassion. So if you haven't watched it yet, then it comes out Friday, April 19th.
Cool.
Maybe we can talk about that in the future.
We will talk
in
about
the
that.
Future. Yeah.
Because I will probably binge watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna make sure. I was thinking I'm literally gonna type on my business page hey clients, if you follow this page, consider this your homework.
Yeah.
For Easter weekend. You need to be watching this. Perfect. Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you rate and review and hit subscribe so all the episodes pop up every week as we upload them. And share it out to your friends.
Yes, and share us on your Instagram so that we can reshare.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tag us.
We like that very much. At a soul fully diffused.
With that accent included.
Yes. All right. And in the meantime, guys, don't forget to take a little time to connect to your soul. See ya.
Bye, guys.